I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is the April 15th, 2013 regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Heffner, and then we will stand for our pledges.
Lord, thank you for another day and for all the many blessings that you give us. We thank you for this county that we're allowed to live in, Lord, and we just pray that you would be with us here today, that we would make good decisions for the citizens of Upshur County. Just pray that you would go with us as we go throughout our regular activities for the rest of the week, that you'd keep us safe and help us to be better witnesses for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the meeting held on March 28, 2013.
Move to approve the minutes of the March 28, 2013 meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Item B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are budget amendments, and I'm not aware of any, so item 3D will not require action. Item 3E are accounts payable.
I have a question about Myra.
Yes, sir.
I was looking through account 86 insurance, and I see where we're claims and everything, we're over budget. We're about 50% through the year, and we're at about 35% left in what we budgeted for insurance. Is there any monies that haven't come in yet that might offset some of that?
We do have some stop loss monies that are coming in. That's a specific stop loss that we have. Like it has to get to $75,000 and then they turn around and pay it back. We do have some monies out right now. I haven't calculated how much because it could be like $60-something to, and I think I do have one for about $25,000. And then anything else, but there, I know it looks like it may be over budget, but then you need to look at 86380000 because that is where the excess money comes back in for claims that were paid from last year's stop loss, or we get rebates on the prescriptions and COBRA payments go into that and some other stuff. So there is extra funds there.
So you just need to keep looking at it?
You'll just have to look at it and just keep on. But it's not unusual for it to look like that. So.
All right.
And also one of our bills that we paid is Azalea Orthopedic. We left the person's name off of it. And it's Azalea Orthopedic. His name was Andrew Kane. It should be on y'all's.
Any other questions, comments regarding accounts payable?
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Thank you. This is Jury.
3F is to accept a recording, auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, invoice from John's Heavy Equipment showing work completed on Upshur County school land.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burke to record those instruments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is to discuss and take action on to approve the guaranteed maximum price for the courthouse ADA renovation. And Commissioner Hefner, I worked some on this. Commissioner Hefner's done the lion's share of the work.
Well, our original cost budget from the architect was around $448,000 for this renovation project. When the bids came in and that number is reduced to around $395,000 for the total project. And we are still, we've applied for additional funding from the Texas Historical Commission that could provide an additional $16,000 to $18,000 in assistance. And then, of course, these numbers that we have are a guaranteed maximum price. So there could be some savings as the job goes on, if it goes a little better than planned, or some of these costs come in under what their estimate was. So,
any
questions?
In looking at the numbers, it appears that our part was supposed to be about $107,000. Is that right?
That's what we budgeted for in this budget.
And it looks like now that even if you get that $16,000. We're going to be short about 55 grand.
Yes. And then if there could be as much as
another
5% within this, that of course that's kind of hoping, that's kind of best case scenario.
Yeah, best case scenario is we're going to be 30,000 over what we budgeted.
And we've got that in not discretionary, but contingent?
Contingency.
So we're okay?
We should be covered with contingency and contracted services.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we probably just need a motion to accept the projected cost breakdown from the general contractor.
So moved.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Hefner, is to accept the project cost breakdown, the maximum guaranteed maximum price from MMI General Contractors. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to approve use of the drive-through parking lot by Enon Baptist Church for the Law Enforcement Appreciation Hamburger Dinner on May the 6th, 2013. This is an annual event that Enon Baptist Church puts on for all of our law enforcement officers, and they're just asking our permission to use the bank drive-through.
I'll move to allow Enon Baptist Church to use the drive-through parking lot for Law Enforcement Hamburger Day.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to allow Union Baptist Church to use the drive-through parking lot. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is to discuss and take action to approve moving of a wall at the Road and Bridge Central Barn. Andy?
Can we take that?
You want Mike to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to move a wall out in a storage room to give them more area where needed at no cost to the county or anything, to enlarge the storage room and moving into an area where they don't use.
Just something that needs to be done.
Yeah, just something needs to be done for convenience.
I also spoke with Andy about it, and he said that wall is not a supporting wall and can easily be moved back. It's not something that couldn't be replaced easily.
Okay.
I'm going to allow Road and Bridge to move them. Where is that? Wall at Road and Bridge. I don't know which one.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by...
It's not an outside wall either.
By Commissioner Burke to allow Road and Bridge to move an interior wall at the Road and Bridge barn. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to adopt new specifications for subdivision plats and roads. Commissioner Gentry?
No action. Maybe it'll be taken at this moment.
Okay. We don't need to do anything right now?
No.
Okay. All right, item 7, we won't take any action. Item eight is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution for grant application 205-2806 for the Upshur County Family Violence Program Project. And Ms. Ogerman's here, but this is, if we have any questions, this is our annual resolution that we have to adopt in order to
move forward.
Move to the next slide.
Keep her here.
I spoke with Billy about that, and I make a motion that we accept that.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adopt the resolution for grant application 205-2806 for the Family Violence Program Project. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Okay.
Item nine is to discuss and take action to request sealed bids for an oil and gas lease on Upshur County school land. We had this last time and discussed it briefly, and Commissioner Spencer has done some more work on it.
Hey, what I did is we went ahead and put some damages in this so we'll know when they're drilling if we do lease it. Some people had contacted us wanting to lease it. They're not interested in a depth, so we might scratch that in the first line here. And then I wrote down three things that we want to consider: the length of the lease, how and when we receive bids, and do we want 30-day notice prior to drilling.
Okay.
And then it'll be up when they call to inquire, we'll mail them, isn't that right, Dean? Mail them a copy of this.
I'll either fax it or mail it to them.
Fax it to them.
Are you saying the depth needs to be taken out?
Yes.
And
I listed, now we may not own interest in all of these blocks listed, but that's the area they're interested in.
So this would all be if we own?
Yeah.
We do have
interest in about 10 of those blocks.
Right. But we own the surface on
yes,
the whole
Yes, we own the surface on it, includes it for damages.
So these damages down here would apply to us then?
Uh-huh. And then it also take care of the lessee.
Yeah, there's a statement down number nine.
And I think we do need a 30-day notice.
If you take out
if
that,
possible.
If you take that out reasonable? That depth, are you assuming they will give you a depth
yeah.
in their bid
and
that they're
they
willing
call,
to go to?
They call me the third.
And that's
they,
what they will do?
They don't want it. They don't want a depth restriction.
They
and
don't
right
want
now.
A depth.
And on the time restriction on the length or the length of the lease, I think we let them determine that too. I thought about that both ways.
Last time I think it was 36 months, wasn't it?
Yeah, they'll probably say 3 years,
yeah.
And then if we want to negotiate it shorter, we can.
Yeah.
But
I think we just leave that.
The standard oil and gas lease is 3 years.
What about that? What about the depth? My only concern, and not knowing enough about that yet, what if you don't limit that? If you did, let's reverse that. If you limited it, and then someone wanted to go in deeper, they could go right in next to them, right?
Yeah. But we could see what they have.
Not without a lease.
I mean, yes, I understand.
Yeah.
They come back for another.
They
someone
come
else,
back for another lease.
Somebody come in for another lease, not necessarily these people, and be willing to
is
to
it
deep.
Uncommon to set a depth? Is that what
that's, they usually tell you what? Well, it's pro and con. I was for a depth because, like Frank's talking, we could get somebody else in there. But on the other hand, if we're just going to put it out there, we'll see what they have to say, and then we may negotiate a depth.
Well, we can always negotiate a depth.
We can negotiate,
yeah.
negotiate
okay.
a depth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If y'all like that, I don't want to be them.
Did they say that 30-day notice was reasonable?
I didn't ask them. But it should be. It takes that long to get your permit.
I mentioned this to you in the last meeting that there is a bill that we're trying to get some teeth into where they're supposed to notify us within 15 days of when they receive their permit to drill. They're supposed to notify the landowner. And the problem is there's no teeth in it, nothing to stop.
Yeah.
Make them do it. But it's on the books if we can just get some teeth in it. So by putting this in here, we're protecting ourselves.
So
and
that's
we don't
15
have to,
days.
And we're
so
not having to worry about
be.
We're not having to worry about the Railroad Commission doing anything. This puts teeth in it here.
Yeah, yeah. And we want to put notify prior to doing within 30 days in writing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's no penalty there. We're not giving them any penalty if they don't.
Just put a notification in writing.
It'll avoid the lease, wouldn't it?
30-day notification.
30-day notification.
Yeah.
It would if we found out about it. That's the point. That was the whole point of the problem with the Railroad
okay.
Commission deal right now.
When are we going to put this out for bid now?
I make a motion to put it out for bid now.
Second.
Okay.
Time?
Let's drill down the times, because I've got to, I'm going to have to advertise it in the...
paper here and there?
In Throckmorton.
Two.
And sometimes their newspaper is...
And maybe on the county website.
Yep. So we probably need to do it again. We bring it back on the May, the middle of May meeting.
May 15th meeting. Okay.
Yeah.
To open bids?
To open bids.
Is that long enough?
Mm-hmm.
4 weeks. Gives us a week to get it advertised, a week to get bids in, and two. I mean, a week to get the advertisement ready, 2 weeks to advertise, and a week to get the bids in.
Yeah. You've got to advertise once a week for at least 14 days prior to the bid opening.
Okay.
They will open bids on the 15th, and then may or may not take action.
Yeah, okay.
You want to revise your motion?
So, did you make the motion?
I made the motion, so I make the motion that we put this out for bids and open bids on May 15th. Is that how you want to say it?
Mm-hmm.
Mark seconded.
So bids must be in May 14th?
May 14th, 5 o'clock. So the motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer, is to go out for bids on our oil and gas leases on our school land in Throckmorton County, with bids due on May the 14th and bid opening on May the 15th. Those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's approved.
Good job.
Item 10 is to discuss and take action to install a tax office hours of operation sign at the Gladewater Sub Courthouse. Commissioner Barker?
Okay, all I'm trying to get accomplished there is that Sharon's tried hard to put signs up that don't seem to stay up, and people sometimes don't know exactly when the office is open. It's open on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I've spoken with her on several occasions about different hours, different settings and everything, and everything that we've talked about is what she wants. And I at first thought I was going to have to come to you all and get a pretty good portion of money because trying to get a really good sign. But now I find that Road and Bridge can make the size letters that we need and everything. So if you'll approve it, I think I can get this sign done for less than $100 if Andy will put it up when we get it done.
Okay.
So I'm making a motion that you...
How big is it going to be?
It doesn't have to end up being a 4x8 block. The original thought was that's what's
that.
Up. Oh, bigger than that piece of paper. The original block, the sign up that down there is that large. And there's plenty of room to hang one that size below it. And just for aesthetics, I thought that's probably what we do. But now that I've talked to Mike, he gave me another idea. I think we can do something different and still show up from the road. That's what we're trying to do, is get it visible permanent from the road, and I still think I can do it for less than $100.
That signage come out of?
Facilities improvements?
Yeah, we can pay it out.
Chuck will love that. Got to finally woke him up. He said, huh?
Is that both sides?
Yes.
Less than 100?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Okay, we'll put that in your hands. I move that we allow Frank to proceed with the tax office, Gladewater tax office sign, not to exceed $100.
Second.
And come out of facilities improvement.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to place a sign at the Gladewater Sub Courthouse with the hours on it, not to exceed $100. Those in favor?
Aye.
And that's approved.
Aye.
Item 11 is to discuss and take action to dispose of old paint from the maintenance department. So we got a bunch of old paint we need to just throw away?
We do.
It's worthless?
I think he sent a picture. I know he sent one to me. Did y'all get the picture of all the pans and stuff?
I have one right here.
Some of them are dry. Some of these things we can, like the degreaser and things, we can have Road and Bridge would be able to use them. That stuff that you clean the concrete with and etch it. I talked and did some research, and EPA will allow us to dispose of the paint, the oil base, if it's dry, and you can mix it with shredded paper. So, Ms. Sharon, if we can get some shredded paper from you.
It's all just worthless, though.
Yeah, well, he's going to, there's some of the cans there, the spray cans and stuff that's metal that we might be able to use. Anything that can be used will be used and moved to appropriate things. But okay, most of this up here where it says semi-dry, dry, we're just worried about the 96 gallons and the 25 gallons. The floor wax stripper we can use, the degreaser and stuff, and the muriatic acid will go to Roden Bridge.
Okay.
So we're just disposing of the 26 oil base and the 25 in the latex there at the top.
I'm reading it's half a gallon.
Oh, that's 1 half, maybe. Is that a half a gallon muriatic acid or 112 gallons?
No, there's a small amount of muriatic acid.
Okay.
It's a gallon and a half. There's 1 gallon and then a half a gallon.
Wow.
Okay. This is a lot. All right.
If you would like to add any of that, that I may have not represented well.
You did good, but I don't know if they understand why we have to do it this way. These paints that we found stored in the Rock Building basement with the records of the DA posed a problem for fire and health issues. A lot of this paint, most of the paint that I categorized in there had already been opened, okay, and used partially on one job or another, and then resealed and then stored in that room. So we can't just haul it off and throw it in a sanitary landfill because it's a hazardous waste because it's petroleum-based. So in order for us not to have to take it to a specific landfill designated for those kinds of materials, we have to take it to a sanitary landfill in a dry state. That way it doesn't reach the water table.
And the closest
it
point is
important. Mix with water and get into the polluter. So we figured out that we can just open this paint back up, pour it out on the shredded paper. It will dry. Then we can dispose of it as if it's a non-toxic,
it's a
non-hazardous waste, and it won't cost us any fee to use a designated sanitary landfill for hazardous waste. We've inventoried it all. Got it all in one central location, and if y'all will approve us to dispose of it that way, it will no longer be pose a hazard to the county.
I make a motion that we accept the recommendation of Paula to take some what she can to Roden Bridge and to dispose of the rest of it as
in a legal manner
as needed. And do what?
In a legal manner.
In a legal manner. That okay? Thank you.
I have a question. Is any of it usable? I mean, any of the paint.
That's what he'll sort through it and separate out the usable.
Right. Yeah. There's some of it that's an air.
Always places that
right.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to dispose of the old paint at the maintenance department in a legal manner and to use what we can. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is to discuss and take action to purchase a shredder for the Criminal Investigation Division of the Sheriff's Office. And I looked through there. They gave us these bids. I don't know. The one that looked most like what they needed and what was most reasonable was this, the one from Office Depot.
It was $329.
Yeah, it was $329.
Is Janice here? Didn't we purchase something of a commercial shredder for somebody in the fall?
District Judge.
District Judge, and did a good.
It was from Dixie Paper, and it was I think it was $325. They would match. Dixie Paper would usually match whatever anybody else has, but you can stack the paper on the shredder, and it'll automatically take it in. You don't have to stand there and give it paper.
And what about staples and stuff like that? Will chew them up?
I'm not sure about that.
Probably staples CDs.
It'll do it all.
Yeah.
So we need.
What we would commonly do is just say,
approve
$350.
Yeah. I'm going to say approve $375 with tax. This is $350.
We won't be taxed.
We don't have any tax.
Oh, that's right. We don't have any tax.
$350.
I'll move it. Well, I bring up.
Judge.
I'll
move it. It's coming out with records. I mean, there's nothing in there. Because that's part of records. It's part of records.
Pay it out of records management?
There's funds, there's about 60-something thousand. Can't be used for anything with records management.
It's a good idea.
I move that we allow the Criminal Investigation Division of the Sheriff's Department to spend $350 out of records management.
It's a Upshur County. It's the one that's the county clerk, district clerk together that can be used for any office.
$350 for a paper shredder.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to spend $350 out of Upshur County Records Management for the Sheriff's Department CID for a shredder. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Y'all are in a hurry to leave, so we adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We adjourn.